I mean, let's see. You tell me if it's rigging.
In 16 key battleground states, the algorithm placed voters into one of 8 categories. Most likely to turn out was the base. Core Trump on his side, core Clinton on hers. Those least likely to vote were marked as deadbeats and then disengaged for both sides. In the middle were the voters who might go either way and were open to persuasion. But also crucial were these two segments. On his side, they were called GOTV, get out the vote, and on the other, deterrence, voters who might be encouraged not to vote. The campaign would then create ads that could be targeted at the people in these groups through Facebook and other platforms. Many were dark posts, which could appear on people's Facebook feeds and then vanish.
Cambridge Analytica can help you run more cost-effective...
This machine was built, in part, by a team from the now notorious company Cambridge Analytica, working hand-in-glove with a team from the Republican National Committee. What we found is that in those crucial swing states, black voters were disproportionately categorized for deterrence. In Georgia, they made up 32% of the population, but 61% of deterrence. In North Carolina, 22% of the population, but 46% of deterrence. And in Michigan, 15% of people,
but
33% of deterrence.
That's some bullshit.
More than 3.5 million black voters were marked for deterrence. If you include other ethnic minorities, they made up 54% of the deterrence segment.